Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is coffee, which is rumored to be enjoyed by some people in this country. All kidding aside, coffee imports on the world stage are considered the top commodity compared to any other product. Coffee is believed to have originated in Ethiopia, and by 600 AD was cultivated by the Arabs, who monopolized its trade for 1,000 years. Today, coffee is grown throughout the tropics, with the Arabica variety growing best between a half a mile to a mile above sea level, and the hardier Robusta growing from sea level up to the half-mile mark. While everyone is familiar with the brown color of coffee beans, before roasting these same beans are green, which before that are extracted from inside a crimson-colored berry. As far as the health effects of coffee, yes, coffee does contain the stimulant drug caffeine, and it certainly is addictive. Having said that, drinking a cup or two a day does not seem to promote disease such as the heart, but of course some sensitive people may want to avoid it altogether. As a homeopathic remedy, coffee falls in the Rubiaceae family of plants. The people who need these remedies crave stimulation, such as alcohol, tobacco, and sex. Yet they are the worst from indulging in these things. They may feel fatigued and exhausted, and much better from sleep, yet be major insomniacs due to a rush of thoughts in creative pursuits such as writing or music. People who need the remedy coffea may set a hectic pace in their work, striving to create many things to beat a deadline. They could benefit from a homeopathic dilution of coffee. For those who want to break the coffee habit, you could dilute each cup with decaf by half for a week, then the next week by three-quarter decaf, and then the third week all decaf. Well, thanks for listening with another Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.